Welcome to the Sarah and T Podcast. I'm Sarah Bradford.
And I'm Tim Cafferty. I own Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue, managing over 400 vacation rentals at the beach.
And I used to own Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, managing over 150 vacation rentals in Colorado. But now I just fill my time with pickleball and podcasting.
Yeah, but you know more about this business than most people ever learn, so you're still stuck with me.
So for the next 30 minutes or so, we invite you to join us as we dig into topics, tips, and advice from our long history in this crazy business.
And we're going to have some fun while we do it.
We're back, and better than ever. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Tim.
And today, Tim, we have something really exciting going on.
My heart is all aflutter.
We are live at the VRMA conference in Las Vegas, and we have a bunch of people in front of us right now staring anxiously to speak on the podcast about their key takeaway the past 3 days.
I'm not kidding. I'm sweating a little bit right now. I hope this comes off.
Yeah, Tim's all stressed out about this recording, and if it doesn't record, you'll never hear this anyway, so who cares?
It's all good. It's all good. Well, we have some friendly faces here. Bright and early on the last day of the conference. So you all deserve a reward, first of all, for being here. And I know, judging by your faces, you got a lot of stuff out of this, right? Everybody feel good about your experience here? Okay. Yes, they're nodding.
Yes. So we're going to run around Phil Donahue style. Everybody's going to speak clearly into the microphone, and you will then hear yourself on the World Wide Web of podcasts around the world.
Yeah, we're really big in Bali.
We are. We actually have a lot of listeners in Portugal.
We do.
It's very strange. Anyway, here we go. What was your key takeaway from the VRMA conference? No. Okay, so I'm going to start us off.
Okay.
I don't know what mine is, so I'm going to make it up. Hi, I'm Sarah Bradford. I used to own Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, and my key takeaway is don't want a 7 after the point is made on craps.
Okay.
I stole Melina's. That was actually Melina's, but I couldn't think of anything. This is going great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is we're setting Marconi back about 50 years on this thing.
Right.
But I have Wendy in the front row.
Hi, I'm Wendy Schultz, owner of the Simple Life Hospitality. And my takeaway is that we have focused so much on the owner relationship and made that excellent. And we have a lot of work to do yet with the guest relationship and the guest experience and adding some technology and such to enhance their experience so that we create more loyalty with them.
Okay. So what are you going
to do? Well, first of all, we're going to be looking into doing some messaging, text messaging, guidebooks, virtual guidebooks would be what we'd call them. And just looking to put in more touches with the guest while they're staying as well.
You're not fooling me. You did that because you want a crow nut. She gets a crow nut for being the first one. Oh, and look who's number two.
Hi, Steve Milo here, CEO of VTrips. I was most impressed how advocacy here became front and center, starting with, an advocacy fundraising on Sunday night, and then a big advocacy event in the evening on Monday that was attended by hundreds of people. 10 years ago, we'd have 10 people show up for advocacy discussions, and we raised over $600,000, more coming with Right to Rent, which Scott Leggett has been a huge proponent of. He actually started the concept. And when I get back, I'm most excited about the conversations I've had with some pretty high-level companies about starting state chapters, not just only having the national organization, but state chapters starting to push advocacy. And on November 9th, we have an event in Frisco at the Dallas Cowboy Training Facility, thanks to our friends at Blue Star and TNS. So looking forward to fundraising there.
Where I come from, you can't just say Frisco because that means Colorado. So you have to say Texas.
Texas.
Right?
Frisco, Texas.
All right.
I know you don't want a crow nut. You got to keep that shapely body and that medium
I'll
shirt
have to,
he's
I'm going to have Steve's
morning.
Crow nut.
Hi, my name's Suzanne Rampay, and my company is Hermosa Oasis Vacation Corporate Rentals in Hermosa Beach. And my takeaway is that I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've never been to a single event or anything like this before. So I thought I knew a lot. I thought, 20 years, I figured I knew quite a bit. But when I came here, I found out that I took a housekeeping seminar, though I'm never going to be a housekeeper, it is great for me to know all the things that I haven't been doing that I should be doing. So the thing I took away is I just learned so much and I met so many people that were able to just bring so many things to me. And I really, really appreciated that.
Could you give us one specific that you should be doing in housekeeping?
Putting the all of the cleaning products up high and not leaving them underneath the sink so that kids can grab and get those. And also the fact that the housekeepers that I have that I employ, but I mean, not employ, but they're independent, I can't supply them with cleaning products. That automatically makes them my employee and they are not my employee. That was huge.
So when you talk to property owners, are you able to explain to them now what the black sock phenomenon is and why that's actually not a dirty floor?
Oh, absolutely. That has to do with the fact that you're putting too much soap and there's residue on the floor. So now you're getting the black sock effect. I did not know that. I thought it was
there you go.
A dirty floor.
There you go. How about that? And you get a cronut.
Aloha. I'm Lucy Kawaihalau from Kauai Vacation Rentals. And I enjoyed our keynote speakers both mornings. And yesterday morning when she was talking about the word you use when you're speaking with your guest, fortunately, I learned long ago about avoiding the word but. You know, I love you, but. So I've gotten through that one now. And yesterday, she was talking about using the word unfortunately. So when you start to speak with your guest and you're trying to solve something and to say unfortunately, I say it all the time. I not only say it, I email it. So I am going to do my best to avoid that because using that word, it just kind of already they know, I guess I'm not going to get what I wanted. So thank you.
That's a really good one. I am one that is affected by the word, unfortunately. And when someone says that to me, I'm just like, ugh, what? So good. None of us are going to say unfortunately anymore. Tim, who do you have over there?
I've got a homie over here from the Outer Banks.
Hey, guys. My name is Tiffany. I'm from Beach Realty on the Outer Banks, and I do work in the same market as Tim. I would say one of my key takeaways was that it's okay to give up control and implement some automation to fix the efficiency, like where we're lacking efficiency. Staffing has been an issue, and so implementing some automation could help with that. Some A1 robot emailing to past, future guests, things that could alleviate that. Possibly some lease processing that's automated right now versus...
Aloha, my name is Dawn Kane, and I'm from Maui Condo and Home. And I have been to several conferences, and to VRMA, this is the largest. There was a lot of people, and there was great information. And I'm actually thankful that there's today's sessions, because last night everybody had a great time, and they went to different parties and different kind of things. But there's a lot of information on the last day. I support Steve's comments about advocacy. I think it's so important, and getting people to be involved, not just when they come to the conference, but in their communities, where they're at, how can you make a difference in the community? Because while I was here, I was getting emails and updates about things that were happening on Maui, on our county council, on Oahu, everywhere that is affecting vacation rentals, and it's significant. It's taking away property rights. It's taking away our ability to provide professional services. And sometimes people in government think that they're doing something so they can collect tax better, but they're making it easier for the illegal vacation rentals that they're so upset about. And then they're blaming the professional property managers for it. So being involved in advocacy is so, so very important. And I also thought that the keynote speakers were really great.
Yeah, great job, Burma.
Yeah.
It's so good to see people on Wednesday morning. Faces I haven't seen. I have a new friend here who was a star yesterday.
Hey, y'all. I am Lauren Madewell, and this is my sister, Mallory Madewell, and we're Auntie Bellum's Cabin Rentals, like over in Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. And so we agreed that like some of our biggest takeaways were just about Gen Z. That's going to be a really interesting generation to market to, and I'm excited about it. I'm still processing a lot. They have like an 8 to 12 second attention span. They don't like emails. They don't trust anything on the internet. They have no brand loyalty. It's going to be fun to figure out. But like, we just kind of started making funny videos, really just informative stuff to send our guests, but also and giggles for LinkedIn and prop managers, but we're kind of realizing there really is something there. It can actually kind of turn into profitability. And Gen Z, they want to connect. They want a story. They want to laugh. And so don't shy away from making videos about your company. Have fun with it. That's what Gen Z wants to see.
And if she thinks, you're a Gen Z. You have the attention span of a gnat. So great. Now I know.
Wait, you better edit that out.
Yeah, well, I also am going to have to edit it, or else I have to click on the explicit language now because of Lauren. And
but if Tim's going to say that, I'd like you guys to know that we just recorded the podcast together in the Outer Banks, and I'm focused on, we had all those people call in, and they were talking, and I'm totally focused on the podcast, and this is Tim sending an email, looking at the TV in his office, doing this, doing that. So you are a Gen Z. All right. If you want to see Lauren's videos.
Lauren Madewell on LinkedIn. I've been putting them all there. They're on YouTube. I don't actually know what my YouTube channel is. I just send a link. I think it's just Lauren Madewell's YouTube channel. But we got a TikTok, Auntie Bellum's TikTok. Yeah, we just started it. We actually violated community guidelines just trying to upload a profile photo. So we're off to a pretty rocky start. But
she's naughty. But her videos are amazing. I always think, how does she have time to do those? But I'm watching them in my retirement years. So it's really worth watching the fun videos she's making for her guests and owners to see. And I do think there's something there for the future. So here we go to our next guest.
My name's Beth with Walker Luxury Vacation Rentals, and my role with the company is homeowner acquisition. I went to a lot of sessions today, and it's really all about, you know, how do we get more houses into our portfolio? And I came away with some good ideas. I thought I was really good at networking with realtors, and we do offer realtor referral programs, but I am thinking about now implementing or talking about implementing an idea that I heard about where the realtor who sends you a client that then signs up with us, we can somehow give that house to that realtor, and that realtor can promote them, or we can promote them in the house so that if anybody's in that house and they need a realtor, right there, they actually have the name of somebody that we've recommended to them. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then also, you know, we always talk about how to really approach the A++ target houses that you really want in your portfolio. And I've had somebody say to me, oh, well, just go to the house, take pictures, send them the picture of the house and write a note or something. And I always thought that sounded creepy. The other day I heard a really good idea where you actually take a picture of the house and then through Photoshop you can sort of transition it to look like a watercolor and then you frame it in an acrylic frame and then send it to them and then it's a gift. And I actually just came back from a session that Sarah was co-hosting about gifting and all of that seemed to come together and I thought, well, that's a great way to get somebody's attention. So that's actually something that I'm going to be trying.
I love that. Specific takeaways are my very favorite.
Absolutely.
Who do you have over there?
I've got another Lauren.
My name's Lauren Villa. I'm a senior manager of sales at Del Mar Vacations. One of my biggest takeaways through this was having scalable training. If you're really looking to grow your company, having a university where they can log on instead of the standard, you know, sit next to me, watch what I do throughout the day, sit at my desk. So that was really important to me. All your employees are your biggest advocates, so making sure they have solid training to go to and refer back to is a really big asset.
Somebody you're going to work with?
Probably develop the actual like university training, like an online software. Not me personally, with a team that's much smarter to do that. But yeah, development is always something that I've been really passionate about, so sharing that is going to be awesome.
Hi, everyone. My name is Aaron Martinez. I'm the director of marketing for Beachbox Vacation Rentals in Galveston, Texas. But I grew up in Colorado, so I feel like we're friends. I'm new to the industry, less than a year, but not new to marketing. So I understood the importance of branding, but I didn't realize how much work we have to do in this industry. And so one of my key takeaways was 70% of people who stay in a short-term rental don't remember the name of the company. We're working on a huge initiative right now to have tangible in-home items and working with partners like Sojo to make that happen, but also the importance of the feel inside your home when somebody goes in. So they recognize that that is a part of branding too. And they leave not only seeing your brand, but they leave seeing or feeling a certain way that they remember.
Fantastic. I've got Miles over here who has the coolest lanyard in the room. How'd you get that?
I'm good friends with the Key Data. I've been had lanyards when I asked. So My name is Miles. I am the marketing manager at Compass Resorts out of Destin, Florida. I would say one of my biggest takeaways is having a weekly revenue meeting. I kind of just do updates for our staff and send it out to all of our rental managers, all of our C-level people, and say, hey, here's our revenue updates. I really like data. I really like making graphs. But I think there's something to be had by having an actual sit-down, sit with the team, everybody in the same room going, hey, let's talk about this. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's figure out what the real focus is. And I think that the thing I'm going to do is have a weekly revenue meeting.
Shout out my former crew. Okay. Did that
back to
session.
Our counseling session yesterday. Melina, how does that make you feel?
I'm very happy about that I can share all of our knowledge with everybody else. That took 10 years to refine the revenue meeting. So, yeah, glad to share it.
You got a takeaway while I'm in your face?
Well, I would never bring my mother to the show Absinthe. So...
That's Melina from Sarah's old company, by the way.
My name's Timothy Johnson. I'm with Seaside Vacations and Sales on Chincoteague Island, Virginia. I believe my biggest takeaway is that we need to be prepared for unforeseen circumstances. Just coming off the heels of a global pandemic with a looming recession, definitely seems like that's a possibility. We need to develop strategies that will allow us to market to our guests, get more direct bookings. That's an easy way for us to lower the cost for the guests, still be able to recession-proof our businesses and make it through anything that would come our way.
What's one thing specifically, though, that you'll go home and do about that issue?
Sure. So just building off of what Lauren was speaking about earlier, as far as content marketing, being able to pull in this next generation, Generation Z, that's coming up, we're going to have to market to them in ways that are going to be new to everyone. TikTok, Instagram Reels, things like that, channels like that, just developing organic content. We can't really try to sell them anything. We need to invite them to our experiences, invite them to our local areas, just try to develop organic strategies that would relate to them more.
Just when we thought we had it figured out.
Hi, I'm Karen. I work with Tiffany at Beach Realty also. And not to repeat our opening this morning from our immediate past president, but my biggest takeaway truly is from Josh Sundquist, his four steps. And the excitement, the disappointment, the accomplishment, and then the accomplishment. And I just really see how I can incorporate it into my daily activities, learning, and trying to tackle all the things we have to tackle.
This is back to our opening keynote. Remember? The excitement phase. We're really excited about this idea and it's going to work. And then we fall down and we're disappointed. And then we have the commitment. I'm getting up, by God, and I'm going to do this. I've got one of those right now. I was excited about 7-day, 6-night check-ins for our properties. I have one property this past year, crushed it. And I've had other properties come on, but I'm disappointed I didn't have more properties come on. You two know. Check out on Friday, check in on Saturday morning. Gives me a whole 24 hours, basically, to get the house ready. I was like, you can't believe how many people are going to follow me. I'm in that commitment phase now. We're going to do this, by God, and then we're going to be accomplished when we get there, right?
And somebody listening to Tim that was in my market, you're thinking, what? That's exciting that you do 6 nights instead of 7? But that's how their business is. It's been Saturday to Saturday, Saturday to Saturday. Whereas in some of our businesses, you know, Wednesday to Sunday is good. So Tim got gutsy and went to some properties agreed, some owners agreed to go for 6 nights instead of 7. So it's not that crazy Saturday turnover.
Right.
And it really worked.
It did for that one property. And then we hope for the other 13 that are coming this year.
I'm Helena with Park City Lodging in Utah. So nice to have a fellow Westerner here. And one of my biggest takeaways, there was so much, but just finding opportunities to touch your owners with good news instead of bad news or pain points or upgrades. And one of the things I'm going to do when we go home is just start to share all of our positive reviews with our owners. We don't do that, and that's a really simple thing. We share it with our staff, and we share bad reviews with our owners. So why not share the good reviews?
So some of you have listened to the podcast. I have a house in Arizona now, and I'm using Casago to manage it. And the Casago, the woman there, Lynn, she just sent me one of the reviews we got that was the most glowing review I've ever seen. I will tell you, as a homeowner, I was like happy all day. So that stuff works. Now that I can feel it on this side, I was like, somebody likes my house. I mean, it's really awesome. So do that.
Hi, my name's Diana Roberson. I'm with R&R Vacation Rentals in South Lake Tahoe. I've been coming to VRMA for about 9 years, and my big takeaway is the level of professionalism that this industry has risen to, and the sophistication is amazing. To that end, I really need to step up my marketing game. And one of my takeaways is that I need to, when I get back, I'm going to implement my communications map, and I'm going to start texting and changing basically the way that we communicate with our guests. It's kind of ragged since it's almost 10 years old. So we need to fix our marketing game.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I work with Tahoe Mountain Properties. And my biggest takeaway was focusing more on branding. We're a very small family business. It's just me and my cousin who's the owner, and we manage 50 properties, and we don't do anything in terms of branding. And I was speaking with someone who was a vendor here, and he's like, your brand exists whether you're trying to curate it for your guest or not. So you might as well take the extra step to curate how people see you instead of just existing in an ether where they're not sure exactly what your brand stands for. So our biggest takeaway is going to be developing our brand as a company, and then putting that out when we're doing owner acquisitions and trying to appeal to guests.
So specifically, how do you start? What are you going to do when you get back?
Just branded content in our homes, branded guest books, branded more branded emails and things of that nature.
Super.
My name is Allison, and I am from Compass Resorts in Destin, Florida, the beautiful Emerald Coast. I'm in marketing currently, but my background is in guest relations. And I'm very, very big on the guest experience. And I think one of my biggest takeaways was how much opportunity we have with our guest relations. We can be rock stars and kill it with marketing, get them there. But if they have a bad experience with our team, then we did all that for nothing. I like to say that we have opportunities, not problems. And somebody mentioned that phone calls are opportunities, not interruptions. And I think that is a huge thing that we can work on, that the phone rings and everybody, oh my gosh, this person again. But they just need something. Put yourself in the guest shoes. So I think we have a lot of training opportunities. And when we get back, I'm going to try and cultivate training plans for our guest services teams. Doug Kennedy's session was very like, oh yeah, okay, that speaks to me. That's my background.
And Allison told me she's a super fan.
What?
How many episodes have you listened to, do you think?
All of them. Miles and I love y'all's podcast very, very much.
We're friends with her. All right, Andrew, I'm just coming back anyway.
Try to keep it on our level here. Don't be too smart, okay?
Okay.
Andrew went to Harvard.
I had to go twice. It didn't work the first time. Yeah, for me, there's this quote from Margaret Mead on never underestimate what a small group of individuals could accomplish, because they can change the world. And going back to the advocacy point, what Steve has done, what Sharon's done, what Matt Curtis, because I remember 10 years ago going to Steve's session with Matt Curtis, and I was one of four people in that room. You were being generous at 10. And it is now what we talk about, and engaging in the community and getting ahead of it. And I think that same approach, that same caring is going to be required for sustainability, for community engagement outside of advocacy, for a lot of things. And just knowing, hey, we're at this huge conference, it can seem intimidating, it can seem impossible, but it really was started by a small group, and they've made a huge impact. So that was a big takeaway for me.
So follow-up question on that. People listening to the podcast right now that didn't come to VRMA, haven't been involved in advocacy, what's one thing they could do this week to start that in their community?
Find out when your city council meetings are and actually start going to them. Don't expect that somebody else is going. It's a little bit like brand, right? People have a perception of you and your community, whether you're involved in it or not. Make sure it's a perception you want them to have of it.
Drop the mic. Boom. Can I drop it? What would happen?
Okay. I knew she was going to do that. From one rock star to another.
Hi, my name is Tara Goss from the heart of Cape Cod. And I have two takeaways. The first was kind of personal. I'm kind of in a remote place, and I thought that I was the only one that did what I do. We're very small, and we're not trying to scale to a large company. We're trying to stay very small. It's kind of a boutique style. And I found out that I'm not alone. So coming to this is my first convention, and coming to this place with all of you very talented people who have these large corporations, and I felt a little overwhelmed, but I took the fact that I'm not alone, and I learned so much from all of you and what I do. That was one takeaway. And the other was that I need to build an in-house program for the repairs and the things that we do for our homeowners. We do a lot of things for free, not just changing a light bulb here and there, but mowing the grass or snow plowing or the things that we do around their properties in general maintenance things. We need to actually build a program out for that type of thing. We have the people that do it. We just don't have a program for that.
Wow. Sounds like a good conference for you. Did you get lots of business cards?
I did. I got a lot. I did.
Geez, reach out to those people because we're serious when we say, call me if you need me.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Hi, I'm Scott Leggett with Inhabit IQ and the VRMA Board of Directors. And I'd like to answer the question that Sarah asked Andrew just a moment ago. What's the one thing that you can do now to help advocacy? And that's to participate in Right to Rent. If you're not doing it now, you need to do it. It's the simplest way where you can have a huge impact. It asks you to take $1 to $3 per reservation and donate that to the VRMA Advocacy Fund. Most people do that by just adding another dollar or so to their admin fee. It doesn't really impact you. It doesn't raise the price of your properties. And also encourage your owners to participate in that because they have the most skin in this game. They've got million-dollar properties that could be devalued almost instantaneously with bad regulation. Sign up for Right to Rent. You do that at vrma.org, or you can do it through your PMS system. Most of the PMS systems now are facilitating that. Streamline, LiveRes, VRM, Track, Barefoot, Hostfully. We have some of the OTAs are now doing it. So please opt into that. It'll make a huge difference.
Thank you, Scott. Okay, so most of us have these white lanyards on. There's at least one guy in the room with a red lanyard on that I'm going to pick on now. You know, we don't usually promote vendors, but I want to hear from a vendor perspective about how the conference was, any takeaways you have. Matt from Noise Aware.
Excuse my voice. I've been talking all day. Appreciate it, Tim. Sorry. I think the big takeaway for me was just, hearing everybody and just being a part of the community. I think that was the biggest thing for me, just wanting to learn about, what are other property managers doing to engage. Last week, I was at Book Direct in Miami, and I think a lot of that, too, was like carrying over from the brand, making sure that you're well-known and that you're, being part of what you want to be perceived in the community. So, Tim, thanks for calling me out. I appreciate that. Sorry again for my voice. Been talking all day, so thank you.
I highly suggest some of the ice cream on the front counter. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, there we go. We have a taker, Sarah. There you go. Matt, it's good for the throat.
Kate Stinchcombe-Gillis from TouchSay. I think what I've enjoyed most about my first VRMA, despite being in the industry for 16 years, is the amount of light bulbs I've seen going off in people's eyes, whether that was at the booth or in these sessions. And largely, marketing's my space, so I'm going to those kind of talks. Seeing people who've been in business a couple of years or 20 years, getting value from the sessions, from leaders in this space, has been huge. And you can see the conversations continuing. So I think for me, despite the age of the industry, the age of this organization, to see the number of first-timers in the first-timer reception and the energy in the room and just the takeaways that we've heard today, there's always a space for education. And one of my favorite things to say is remind and repeat. Doesn't matter how many times you've said something, keep saying it again and again and again, whether that's to your customers or to your owners, your guests. Because just because you said it once doesn't mean everybody's heard it. So don't be afraid when you're doing your marketing to keep saying something and say it loud and proud, because once you get the grip of what branding is and the value of the marketing to bring guests back through the door time and time and again, it pays for itself.
And if you say it over and over again with that awesome accent of yours, it's even better.
Yes, could you please?
Hi, my name is Alma Bear, and I manage a property in Puerto Rico. And I think I want to echo some of the things that people said, but the whole issue of the value of this continuing education, and I don't mean only the value of the actual sessions, but the connections that we make with one another during the conference has just has been so valuable. In our area, in Puerto Rico, I think I'm probably the only person from the island here at this conference. And that has made me think that I need to take on more of a role of an educator and a missionary, in a way, for VRMA and for the value of what this conference brings to everybody else in my community, including my competitors. Because generally, we want to raise the bar. So if we all raise the bar, we'll have a much easier time dealing with regulations if we're all doing it responsibly and right. So in the last year, I worked on creating an advocacy organization for Puerto Rico. We're putting on a conference, and I think that a lot of the learning that I've gotten from here, I will be sharing at the conference and trying to spread the word about the value of really taking this to the next level.
I'm available to come and hang out with you.
Sorry, Andrew McConnell is actually our keynote speaker for the conference on November 11th. So anyone who wants to come and meet awesome people and be spend time in paradise, come to me.
Hi, my name is Terry Moore, and I actually work for Tim. I'm his marketing director. And probably my key takeaways was actually from a combination of two classes, both dealing with revenue management. One of them was done by Will House, and unfortunately I don't remember the gentleman's name who did it, but he did an excellent job of walking us through what it means to be able to create a matrices or matrix for your revenue through these four steps. I took a ton of notes on this and screenshots, and it was great. But there was another one dealing with it too, about how to have a weekly meeting. And while one of the classes dealt very, like the Wheelhouse one was really good at what do you do with all this data you collect, they did a great job of showing you all this data that they had collected and what it looks like when you share that with your team. And both of them were great. So the takeaway for me is, one, we have weekly meetings, but we don't have a matrices really that we look at. And that's my takeaway. I want to go and create one of these, work through it, and then start. I already have a love affair with numbers anyway. And so I really want to also start looking at some of the same numbers that we saw a Winter Park Lodging Company doing as well.
Thanks a lot, Melina. Jeez. Now I'm going to get more data from Terry. Jeez. Obviously a good session.
Hi, I'm Debbie Tremble with Stubbs Real Estate in San Diego. And one of my takeaways was the session on building your inventory. And someone suggested putting an EV charger that integrates with your software system in every new home.
Especially in California.
I'm Rhonda Sedaris with Park City Lodging. And I'm going to steal somebody's idea. I think that's what the whole point is of coming here. From Walker Luxury Vacations, I'm going to use the ROI calculator on why when you purchase a new property and you think that you can do it better, your time's worth a lot more. And I'm going to start using that.
My name's Kerry Goldstein. I'm from Maui Resort Rentals. The safety meeting was put on by Breezeway was incredible. All of the things that we're doing in our homes and different properties that you just wouldn't be aware of that could be dangerous. We do all condos, so we don't have this issue, but the people that are doing homes can see having ladders in their garages, paint products, turpentine. You don't need to have a ladder anywhere on a property where a guest can get up on the roof to get their drone. the safety of the rails around hot tubs that are up on decks, if you're sitting on the edge of a hot tub and you lean back, you're going two floors down at Vail. A lot of different things. I never knew that a smoke detector needed to be vacuumed once a year if it's not commercial. And my 7-year-old son told me that through his fire safety thing in school last night as well. So the Dustin Ford, incredible. And if you didn't go and you're here next year, you've got to go to take care of your properties.
Awesome. And that thing that people fall off, that's only in Vail for sure. It's not in Steamboat.
Hey, I'm Pete Buttigieg, no relation to the Secretary of Transportation. It's my first VRMA. We manage a business in Ontario, Canada with about 170 properties. I'll say two things that I've learned from my first time here. I've connected with a lot of people in the conference prior to coming here, just over phone calls and email. And I'll say that the value that I've learned of conferences like this is the benefit that you get from being in the same room with people for just a couple of days, like takes the relationship that you build over phone calls to like another level in a very quick period of time. And so I now understand why people come to these things year after year after year. That's the first thing. And then the second thing I'll say is the session that I went to, which I enjoyed the most by far, was the property manager roundtable, which happened yesterday. I thought there needs to be another way to keep that sort of dialogue going on an ongoing basis, not even just at an annual conference. I think I'll admit myself, I think all of us in the room, maybe when you go off and you're running your own business day to day, everyone probably has a little bit of tunnel vision. You kind of just are just doing the same thing, just rinse and repeat. And I think that what I got from the roundtable was, I think a lot of people have different lenses or different ways of doing things that are frankly things that had never crossed my mind. And it really just opens your eyes to, you know, maybe my way isn't the best way of doing things. And so I jotted down a ton of notes that we're going to go and implement because, frankly, I'm going to lean on the people that have done this for 20 years and have done it successfully for 20 years and take those takeaways and implement it in our business.
Because this is an international conference, right? Coming from Canada, thousands of people, you think how big the industry is. But when Pete says he manages a business in Ontario to talk about how small it is as well, the godmother of vacation rental podcasting, Heather, that's the business that Pete now runs. So it really does come full circle. Yeah, it's Heather's. Yeah.
Good to meet you. All right. Fantastic. How about that? So you put the name with the face. There you go.
One takeaway I'll say is I think that our business, I think we do a relatively good job of thinking about making sure that we're doing things and for the guests and for the homeowner getting compensated for it. But I think one of the things that came out of the session, property manager roundtable, is I think there were a lot of people that kind of say that I think a lot of things, I think you mentioned earlier, you do a lot of things for the homeowner, for the guest, and you don't always get compensated for it. And so I think there's a smart way to, without being offensive to anyone, just making sure that you're adding that value, but you're not selling yourself short either. And so I think making sure that you're building that into your fee structure in a way that is not going to offend anybody, but making sure that you're not selling yourself short either.
Hi, everyone. My name is Caitlin Quinn. I work in client success at Breezeway. So thank you for sharing that story from Carrie. Justin's going to be excited to hear that you've sufficiently scared him. I think my biggest takeaway has been, just to echo the sentiment of what everyone's been saying, is that everyone really just has a willingness to learn from each other. Coming from Breezeway, I think we can take that and try to create more opportunities for community-based events. Like, we host a Elevate webinar every year, and, you know, we do group trainings, but it seems really important to continue to create more opportunities. So
somebody said if it was just the property managers roundtable for the whole conference, that their day would have been made. So there's an idea for a new conference. Go ahead.
I'm Thibault from Price Labs and Rentals Caleb. I'm going to get married in a month from now. And yesterday I got great tips on marriage counseling, and so thank you for that great session you guys had. And I was really impressed by the fact that you guys were able to get Vrbo and Airbnb in a room. I mean, usually when we go to conference, they are there on stage and they talk, and I understand that. You know, I used to work for a big OTA as well, so you have to be on message, and it's hard to get away from that. And it was a great session that says that they were asked tough questions by some great people, so who also in the room here. And I like the way they really answered that. But the takeaway for me is that still, since that, after, you know, they've been around for 15 years, Airbnb, still feels like the industry is like, we just love the way Vrbo works. And that works for us, property managers. Well, I'm a property owner, but that works for us. And Airbnb, you need to listen to us. But I must say that these people were in the room, and I was very impressed. I looked, there was like 10 people from Airbnb standing and listening. So I think the great value of VIMA, you get all these voices together, and that makes a stronger voice that probably goes back to the headquarters in San Francisco and all these different places. And they can hear you, they can hear the industry better. So thank you for that. It was really a great session.
It's really nice of you to say that. The platform that this podcast has afforded us has given us a voice. And we have a lot of friends out there. And there's one particular friend in the room that helped us greatly on getting Airbnb there, I'll just say. Yeah. I don't know that would happen if we didn't have the platform that you guys listen to, number one, and then help from good friends like Steve Mila.
I'm Lee Sims. I am Sarah's former marketing director, but still the marketing director for Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company. My biggest takeaway was actually we are really thankful that we got to bring a big chunk of our staff. And so while the educational pieces were good, it's also a good team building event. And so I'm encouraging people who maybe only brought one or two people to bring more of your staff to do team building here as well. We had a first time person who came. It just opened up his eyes to everything. And so to be able to see these people, because Melina and I both work remotely, we're not on the ground in Winter Park or Steamboat right now. It was just a big takeaway to be with our work family. So we really love that.
We got less than 3 minutes before the hook comes out and we're pulled off stage.
Elaine Stitcher, Seaside Vacations and Sales on Chincoteague Island. I learned a new way to incentivize our employees to in terms of reviews. A couple of people were talking about how they give their staff a gift card. One person does $100, another $25. There's, you know, somewhere in between there. But essentially, if their name is mentioned in the review, they are rewarded with this gift card. Now, obviously, it's not, you know, hi, please leave us a 5-star review and mention my name so I can have a gift card. But you want to encourage them to go that extra mile. And not just your in-office staff, your maintenance department, everyone who has any touch point whatsoever with that guest. And I just thought that was a really cool idea, and I'm definitely going to do that when we go home.
Happy to work there, so I don't need anything.
And in,
give her a right. gift card for saying
in
that.
Going back, in going back to bringing as many people as you can, yes, it is tough. We brought 9 people this year. It's been so rewarding to me to have them come to me and say, you know what? We're really doing this right. So that affirmation that you get from that as well, and just to see that twinkle in their eyes. So yeah.
That is, I was actually going to mention that very thing, Elaine, is that one of the former staff said, I haven't really gotten anything out of the first 2 sessions because I think we do all this. And they get really proud. They're either getting a ton of ideas, drinking from the fire hose, and they're going to implement it. But years later, your staff will say, hey, Sarah, you already told us to do all this stuff because I've come to these conferences for years and years, and I am a big fan of learning from other people.
25, 24, 23. Please do fill out the survey. Please say something good about this because we were actually cut from the original ones that were accepted. I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe you don't understand who I am.
No, and we also were like, we're promoting Verma.
Oh.
So Tim did his like, that kind of email you never want to get yeah. to Verma. And then they're calling. Oh, no, it's the timer.
Time's up.
So he did that email like, I'm a past president and what the hell. And we got back on. So,
I
yay!
7 ribbons. Yes, so.
You guys made the session, though, and thank you. I made a few of you speak that didn't want to speak. It was scary. This thing is scary for some of you. I just want to walk around life with it. But thank you for speaking. Thank you for being specific. Thank you for sharing. The more we share with each other, Tim and I don't know everything. We want you sharing with us. We want you sharing with each other. Do not be afraid to give your best idea to someone else. My dad, when we started the podcast, said, are you kidding me? You're going to tell the whole world why your business is awesome and all your ideas. Guess what? Most people don't even do them. And second of all, I sold the company for a lot more because I was seen as someone that knew what I was doing. So talk, you guys, stay in touch. And I encourage you to go home and really put 1 or 2 things into place in this coming week. Don't put that notebook far away that you only open it next October when you come to the conference, right? Get inspired to make some changes in your business. And you can listen to yourself next Monday on the podcast.
At 6 a.m. East Coast drop time.
Unless it didn't record and then, sorry.
Then it'll just be silence. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So long.
Oh, yeah, so long. Bye, Tim.
Bye.